Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello there, and welcome to this Thursday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host, and it's great to have you with us for this historic moment in Derek Prince Ministries, where we're rolling out a whole new show of 30 minutes in length to really give a chance for Derek Prince's teaching and the Word of God to impact our generation. You know what I wish? I wish that when we became Christians, when a person becomes a Christian, that everything gets right in their life. I really do. I wish that everything was just reset, everything was cleansed, all old habits came to an end, everything was just done. But you know what? It doesn't happen that way. And sometimes after we learn a little bit of the Word of God following becoming Christians, we learn how to begin to take hold of the victory Jesus provided for us through the exercise of our faith and through God's Word. And that's what Derek Prince is teaching us how to do. In fact, the teaching today is called The Process of Release, and I can't wait to hear it. In the latter part of our show, we're going to be talking about a lady and a whole bunch of dragons. You are not going to want to miss this. So let's cut to the chase and listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about the process of release.
In my talk yesterday, I explained that if there is some curse over your life, of which you've now become aware, you need to take the following four steps. Recognize, repent, renounce, resist. First of all, recognize the true nature of your problem and, if possible, the source or the cause of the curse, how it originally came in. Second, repent of anything done by you or those connected with you which originally exposed you or them to the curse. Third, renounce. Take your stand against it and say, from now on, it's no longer mine. Jesus was made a curse that I might receive the blessing. It doesn't belong to me. I don't own it. I will not lay claim to it. And fourth, resist. Take your stand against Satan and his power in the name of the Lord and just refuse to let him have any place in your life any longer. Let me say those four words again because they're important. Recognize, repent, renounce, resist. Now, once you've done this, you're ready to come to God and to claim your release by a very specific prayer. Today, I'm going to explain to you the form of prayer that you need to use. I'm going to state a number of different requirements which your prayer needs to fulfill in order to be thoroughly in line with God and with what He expects of you. I'll state these requirements in order. First of all, your faith must be based on God's Word. Therefore, establish a clear scriptural basis in the Word of God for the prayer you're going to pray. Now, I'll give you some very powerful scriptures which provide you with this basis in God's Word. First of all, the one we've been quoting all along, but let's quote it again. Galatians 3:13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. Christ was made a curse on the cross, and by that He's redeemed us. He's brought us back from the curse, that we might receive the blessing. Then Ephesians 1:7. In Him, Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. We see there that this redemption comes through the blood of Jesus, and it goes with having our sins forgiven. Through the blood of Jesus, we can have our sins forgiven and be bought back out of the hand of the devil, redeemed from the curse. Then Colossians 1:13 and 14. For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Through our faith in Jesus and His sacrificial death, God has delivered us from the domain of darkness. Notice that word domain in the original Greek, it's authority. That's Satan's kingdom. Satan has authority over the disobedient, the unbelieving, the unsaved. But through Jesus, God has delivered us from that domain of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption. Note that key word, redemption. We have been bought back. We're no longer under the power of the curse because of the redeeming death and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And then in 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's a wonderful scripture. Why did Jesus come? To destroy the works of the devil. And that includes the curse. And then again, Luke 10:19, behold, Jesus says to his disciples, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Satan has power, but Jesus has given us power over the power of Satan. And because of that, nothing shall by any means hurt us. All right, that's a wonderful series of scriptures on which to base your faith. Once you've based your faith on those scriptures and their truth and grasped them as realities for yourself, the next thing you need to do is confess your faith in Christ. Because Hebrews 3:1 says Jesus is the high priest of our confession. It's our confessing our faith in Jesus that releases him to operate in the supernatural realm on our behalf as our high priest. If we do not make a confession, we do not release him to operate on our behalf. No confession, no high priest. But when you make the right confession, then he serves as your high priest. The third thing you need to do is commit yourself to obedience. You remember what I said? The blessings come to those who hear and obey the voice of God. So once you're released from the curse, in order to remain free from the curse, you have to commit yourself to hear and obey the voice of God. Now, you don't rely on your own efforts, your own righteousness, but when you make the commitment in faith, that releases the grace of God in your life, enabling you to do what you've committed yourself to do in faith. So commit yourself to obedience. Fourthly, you need to confess any known sins by yourself or your ancestors. Now, why do I say your ancestors?
You know, I've listened to so many of Derek Prince's teachings that I can tell that he's on a roll, and he's about to give us some practical points that we really ought to have written down. So if you have a moment, go get something to take notes with for this next segment, because it's going to be powerful and life-changing as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Could some of the problems you face be the result of a curse? The clear 21st century answer is absolutely yes. In his classic book, Blessing or Curse? You Can Choose, Derek Prince uncovers the reality of curses in today's contemporary life. Chronic illness, accidents, continual financial pressure, strained relationships, and struggles that just won't go away are all possible indications of a curse at work. Step by step, Derek explains how curses start, how they operate, and how to stop them. In this book, you'll read riveting, real-life examples exposing the nature of curses in today's world, and you'll learn how to identify a curse and stop it cold. Call toll-free 800-448-3261 to order Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Begin a life of liberty. Choose blessings. 800-448-3261 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, your host. If you've been with us, you know that we're doing a powerful series as Derek Prince leads us into the whole subject of curses. Now, if you haven't been with us for any of this, all of these teachings are available on the website at derekprince.org. Get caught up with us. It's good material, and it's setting us free. So let's get right to this powerful teaching by Derek called The Process of Release.
Fourthly, you need to confess any known sins by yourself or your ancestors. Now, why do I say your ancestors? because it may be that it was the sin of your ancestors that exposed you as one of their descendants to the curse. Now, you do not bear the guilt of their sins, but you do suffer the consequences of their sins. I think I need to say that again. You don't bear the guilt, but you do suffer the consequences, which in this case is the curse. So in order to escape from the curse, you need to deal with the sin that exposed you or your ancestors to the curse. You do that by confessing and asking God to forgive and to blot that sin out. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy." So if you cover up sin, you won't prosper, you won't be blessed. But if you confess and forsake, and that's important, not just to confess, but to forsake, to turn from your sin, then you will have God's mercy, redemption from the curse. The fifth thing you need to do is forgive all other persons. Jesus said in Mark 11:25, "Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your transgressions." That's very important. Jesus makes it clear that if we hold unforgiveness and bitterness and resentment in our hearts when we pray, that will be a barrier to the answer to our prayer. It will keep us under the curse. So by a decision of our will, when we pray, we have to lay down any kind of resentment or bitterness or unforgiveness against any person. And in the measure in which we forgive others, God forgives us. If we want total forgiveness from God, we have to offer total forgiveness to us. It's not really being super spiritual. I call it enlightened self-interest to forgive other people. The sixth thing you have to do is renounce all contact with the occult or secret societies by yourself or your ancestors for the same reason as I've already stated, and get rid of all contact objects. Anything that in any way is associated with the occult, you have to get it out of your presence, out of your house. You have to be totally separated from it. You need to destroy it. Listen to what Moses said to Israel in Deuteronomy 7, verses 25 and 26, about idols and things like that. "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord. Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. But you shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing." If you bring an accursed thing into your house, that brings the curse on you. You cannot expect deliverance from the curse if you keep any kind of accursed thing in your house. Any idol, any image, any charm, anything that's superstition, any horseshoe upside down, all those things. You've got to get rid of them if you want to be released from the curse. The seventh thing you have to do is release yourself in the name of Jesus. Let me give you two scriptures. Joel 2:32, "And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered." If you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be delivered. Make sure of that. And then in Matthew 18:18, Jesus said, "Assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." So that gives you authority when you meet the conditions to loose yourself on earth. And when you do it on earth, you're loosed in heaven. Let me very, very quickly cover those points again. First of all, your whole operation must be based on faith in God's word. Second, you must confess your faith in Christ. Third, you must commit yourself to obedience. Fourth, you must confess any known sins by yourself or your ancestors. Fifth, you must forgive all other persons. Sixth, you must renounce all contact with the occult or secret societies and get rid of all contact objects. Seventh, you may then release yourself in the name of Jesus from the curse. Now, if your prayer covers all these points, then you can have the assurance that you have fulfilled God's requirements. You can trust in God's mercy, faithfulness, and power.
Boy, that was so powerful. I hope you had something to take notes with and you wrote down all of those steps of being released from curses. If you didn't have a chance to take notes, you can log on the website, derekprince.org, and hear this teaching again and make sure you get this into your life. Now, in a few moments, a story about a lady and a whole bunch of dragons when we continue on Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
On more than one occasion, Derek expressed his strong desire that this ministry continue and grow beyond his homegoing, right up until the return of our Lord. Few things meant more to him than the knowledge that the truths he spent his life proclaiming would continue to be proclaimed among the nations. He poured himself out to reach the unreached, to teach the untaught, and to see God's people grow to maturity in the world. And so will we. At Derek Prince Ministries, we're honoring Derek's life and his wishes by carrying on. And as a dear friend of this ministry, we're hoping you will do the same. Why? Because the truth is, the passing of Derek Prince didn't mark an end for Derek Prince Ministries. It marked a new beginning. But to succeed, we will need your help. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit our secure website at derekprince.org. Please make the most generous gift you can, and be assured your gifts will be used prayerfully and prudently to keep the teaching of Derek Prince coming to you and others. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us on the web at derekprince.org.
God is faithful. The Bible is to be trusted. I haven't put my faith in something that's unreal and insubstantial. I've put my faith in something that will stand every test. The faithfulness of God, the love of God, and the truth of Scripture.
Thank you for standing with us.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. My name is Stephen Mansfield, and I'm your host for this show. And with me in the studio today is one of my dear friends and also one of the producers of this show, David Holland. He's the guy who brings us all those amazing stories about what's happening out there in the world as this show and others impact the world for Jesus. David, great to have you with us.
Oh, thank you. I love a good story. And all this week, you know, Derek has been sharing the reality and the promise that it's possible to live in blessing rather than a curse. And I suspect that there may be some of our listeners who are asking themselves, that sounds great in theory, but does it really work in the real lives of real people? Right now, I want to share a story of a remarkable lady who took a step of obedience when God challenged her about something in her life, and she saw a tremendous breakthrough to blessing.
My name is Lynette Harrell, and I'm from Cortez, Colorado. And I play keyboard for our local church. And I was raised in a church that did not allow musical instruments whatsoever. And so for most of my life, the piano playing was just a pastime. Well, a friend of mine handed me a book by Derek Prince called Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose. And I had started collecting and had a pretty good collection of dragons, pewter dragons and ceramic dragons and all manner of dragons, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of these little boogers all over my house. So right at the beginning of the book, Derek began relating an experience that he had about tapestry dragons that had been handed down through the generations in his family. It was an heirloom. He knew something wasn't quite right, and he began asking the Lord what it was. Very shortly after that, he began looking at those tapestry dragons suspiciously, and through the course of time, he got rid of those things. And God just blessed his life tremendously. He could see it was like a portal being opened, a just tremendous blessing. Well, I'm reading this, and I slammed that book shut because I didn't want to hear that. And I remember looking up at all of my little pretties sitting around on the tabletops and the piano and everything, and I said, no, they don't mean anything to me. They're just pretty. They don't represent Satan. They're just pretty. I like these. No, God, that can't be right. And it took me a couple of prayerful days to finally come to grips with the fact that I had brought a type of idolatry, I mean, the very representation of Satan into my home. I knew it was the right thing to do, was to get rid of those things. I remember my husband and I gathering them up and putting them in the dumpster, and I had turned on a song that was, "For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you're going to do, for all that you've promised, and all that you are, is all that has carried me through." And I raised my hands, and I watched that dumpster, all the contents, go into the dump truck and drive away. It was really kind of an emotional, sad, melancholy thing, but I knew I had done the right thing. Well, in just a matter of weeks, things began to open up. I was able to purchase, which I couldn't have done it without God's intervention, purchase a Yamaha Clavinova. That's a digital piano with all the bells and whistles. God gave me that, and then he also, that's when the songs begin to flow out of my heart onto the keyboard, and things just begin to click in place. And because of Derek's teaching, by faith, I was able to get rid of those little guys, and then to watch what God did after that was just absolutely amazing. I can't encourage people enough to get their hands on Derek's teaching. He has been such a life-changing influence for us.
You know, Stephen, Lynette Harrell learned what many people discover as they're walking out this transformation from curse to blessing is that often it requires a step of obedience.
Now, Dave, I was moved by this story and the result of it, but, you know, let me play devil's advocate for just a moment.
Okay.
What the heck do the dragons have to do with any kind of spiritual force in her life? I mean, you know, I've got a room full of Churchill pictures in my place. You know, is that a bondage too? I mean, help me understand what's going on here.
Well, you know, I think the Bible is fairly clear that the symbols have power. And as you read through the Old Testament and through the New Testament and some of the prophetic books, the apocalyptic books, the dragon in particular, there are certain animals and certain symbols that throughout Scripture, the Bible uses those to symbolize and to embody evil or demonic power. And it probably shouldn't be a surprise that there may be some spiritual things associated with that would be easy to dismiss to the rational Western mind.
And not to put too fine a point on it, but is it also a matter of some animals being more unclean than others? For example, you know, in the South today, it's not uncommon for a woman to have a bunch of ducks in her kitchen. I mean, this is not the stuff we're worried about. We're more concerned about unclean animals, frogs in a home by the thousands, ducks in the home by the thousands, snakes in the home by the hundreds, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Isn't that more than more what we're going for?
Absolutely. Serpents and scorpions. It says in Luke that, Jesus said, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Well, serpents and scorpions were equated with demonic power of the enemy.
So when what's happening is that somebody's soul is sort of reaching to an unclean element of these animals, and perhaps sometimes without even knowing it, they filled their home with these symbols. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And here was a case where the Holy Spirit clearly, and a book by Derek Prince, Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, was the instrument that God used to prompt this woman to take this step. She resisted it at first, but when she took that step of obedience, she saw the whole spiritual atmosphere of her home change. She saw her internal spiritual atmosphere change. And by the way, I'd want to mention for the benefit of our readers that that book that so impacted her is available online at derekprince.org. Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose. It's there, as is the free offer that we're making available to our listeners all week long.
Well, David, my friend, you're always bringing us fascinating stuff. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're making a booklet available, a reference for you called The Divine Exchange. And this is a powerful teaching from Derek Prince that has changed many lives and impact you or someone in your family or among your friends as well. So DerekPrince.org, that's where the stuff is. I want to thank you for being with us today. For David Holland, one of our producers, for me, Stephen Mansfield, and for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, again, thanks for being with us. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow, the last day, by the way, of our series on blessings and curses as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's book, Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, for only $14.95, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. When you do, don't forget to ask for your free copy of Derek's powerful booklet, The Divine Exchange. It's our gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada,
Call 888-737-0771. And, of course, you can order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.